summer is hot. I didn't come here to
In a matter of days, summer will make its official entrance. This means our children will be taking their well-deserved 8 weeks break from school and will be at home for extended hours, and this could translate into more frequent mishaps around the home. Parents and guardians will therefore have to be on the double watch to ensure they are safe and healthy at all times.
One of the biggest things parents can do is to ensure that they monitor their children and get them up from in front of the television or off the computer and go outside and play some games. They can play football, netball, they could be skipping, hula hoop dancing, whatever the child or children are interested in, whatever will get them up and alive and bobbing and enjoying. That's what the parents need to encourage them to do.
Senior Education Officer in the Ministry of Health, Charmaine Plummer. Keeping your child safe at all times is a necessity. However, this responsibility becomes even greater during the summer months when our children are spending longer hours at home.
If at all possible, there should be no pesticides, no insecticides in the house. And if we find a pest problem, the first thing we should do is to look for non-chemical methods of controlling the pest, such as sanitation for roaches and rats. And that way there will be no chemicals to harm the children.
There are some substances that don't immediately appear harmful. This is all the more reason to keep them out of the reach of children.
Toilet bowl cleaner, caustic soda that's used for unplugging drains, brake fluid, rubbing alcohol, mothballs, air freshener, paint thinner, nail polish remover. So there are lots of things around the house that are a problem. And of course, medication. If you leave your medicine out, it looks like some kind of sweet, and the child will take several and get into a medical problem.
Registrar at the Pesticide Control Authority, Michael Ramsey. In the event of accidental ingestion or poisoning, visit the nearest hospital. For further information on poison prevention, call the Caribbean Poison Information Network at 1-888-POISON. That's 1-888-764-7667. Keeping our children engaged during the summer months is another critical factor. This can take the form of swimming, hiking, biking, or simply playing in the yard. But whatever the activity, parents must ensure their little ones have nutritious foods to keep them healthy and energetic.
They should still be choosing foods from the 6 food groups. And these foods will basically provide the body with enough energy and nutrients. Now, snacks for the summer, one of you know, maybe want to look at it, are fruits. Because fruits are basically, they're moderate in calories, they're rich in vitamins and minerals, they're high in water content. So therefore they can quench thirst for the summer. And they're also very versatile. So the parents can choose the fruits that are in season because these fruits tend to be less expensive. For example, like banana. If they peel a ripe banana or a mango, especially the one that doesn't have much string, freeze those. Blend those with like some low-fat milk and make a smoothie. A fruit smoothie, healthy snack, nutritious, and inexpensive.
Our children sometimes have a difficulty appreciating the taste and flavors in their vegetables. So, as parents and guardians, it's our responsibility to help them in this regard. In doing this, we will need to get creative, involve them in the preparation process, and this might change their minds about eating vegetables. Heat is a consistent companion for summer. This means it's easier to get dehydrated. To prevent this happening, ensure your little ones have enough fluids.
It's best for them to drink water because it keeps them really hydrated. So instead of the juices or the juice drink, it's best to have more in terms of water. Sometimes what we can also do is let them eat the ice because children most times do not want to drink water. So if they can like maybe the ice cube, chip up the ice and give it to them, they might actually eat it and you know get some water in.
Registered dietitian Rachel Nemhard. Keep these tips in mind and you'll be well on your way to ensuring that summer is a blast for both you and your child. I am Camellia Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.